Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt and we are from M. Vanderplough Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call at 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, the other day I was watching a video on YouTube by the creator Real Mechanic Stuff. Now, these YouTubers, they sit down with mechanics, they've sat down with tow truck drivers, race car drivers, police officers, and they go through different videos that have been posted on social media talking about them, you know, like mechanic fails or police car chases or tow driver fails, that kind of stuff. This one in particular was talking about winter driving fails. And in one of the videos that they discussed, there's a vehicle. It's during the winter, obviously. And there was a vehicle sliding down an ice-covered street, and you could just see this driver was just helpless. And they could only hold on as it slid down the street and hit a parked car. Now, I recently had a client call to let me know that when they were at the library, the wind had caught their door and slammed it into the vehicle parked next to them. They tried to find the owner of the vehicle, but ultimately just left their name and cell number on the windshield. I thought this week we could talk about how these accidents might be covered on an automobile insurance company. So why don't we go ahead and take a look at it. And if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on to this podcast, just type in the upper right in the search bar, a curious question about accidents, and it'll bring you to this blog post. And I've got a link to that video by Real Mechanic Stuff, so you can watch it. It's a bunch of different videos having to do with winter driving. A lot of sliding videos. There's a cyber truck that gets stuck in the snow. They talk about different aspects of what they could have done right, what went wrong, you know, making fun of the people, joking around, having a good time. But it's very interesting to watch, for sure. So, again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, Let's Talk Insurance, the upper right. If you're listening later on, a curious question about accidents, and I'll bring it to our blog for today. Now, let's look at the accident involving the icy street. Unfortunately, it's going to be considered an at-fault accident as the vehicle collided with a parked car. The parked car did not collide with the vehicle. Now, you might say it wasn't his fault. The street was icy, but once you get behind the wheel of your vehicle, you are responsible for the operation of that vehicle. He could not stop or control the vehicle, therefore, he would be considered at fault. Now, other cases of it happens a lot during the winter here. Somebody, it usually happens at a stoplight or at a stop sign. Somebody is driving a little too fast, doesn't realize that there's a lot of ice and snow on the road, tries to go to stop and hits a patch of black ice or something and ends up rear-ending another vehicle. Cops are called, it's come out, the person that rear-ends the vehicle ahead of him, more than likely, they get a ticket for failure to stop with an assured clear distance, or failure to, something like failure to obey road conditions or something like that. Usually it's failure to stop within assured clear distance. So again, you know, you're in control of the vehicle. Yeah, it's icy, but ultimately you're the one that was driving on the road. You've got control of that vehicle. If the vehicle ends up sliding, you're the one that's operating the vehicle at the time that accident happens. So unfortunately, it's going to be an at-fault accident. It's just no two ways about it. Now, the coverage for the damage to the parked car would be on the vehicle that did the damage. Parked cars are considered quote-unquote property when it comes to automobile insurance, and therefore it would be the property damage liability coverage that will respond to the damages. Not only does it respond to the damages, but it will also pay for a rental vehicle for the owner of the damaged vehicle while it's being repaired. So this person's vehicle that was damaged, not only is the driver of the vehicle that did the damage, their insurance is not only going to pay for the damages, but they're also going to pay while this person's vehicle is being fixed, they're going to be paying for the rental car as well. So that's something to consider also. Now here's another incident to consider. My family likes to watch America's Funniest Videos on Sunday nights. I'm sure a lot of people do. We laugh and sometimes scream, "Oh no," when things happen. Recently I recall seeing a video of a gentleman pulling up to his home and seeing a dog jump out of the back window chasing a cat. The driver hops out of the driver's seat to run after the dog, apparently forgetting to put the vehicle on park. Vehicle proceeds to roll forward, hits the side of the house or garage, damaging both. Now, even though no one was behind the wheel when the damages occurred, it will be considered an at-fault accident due to the last action of the driver. As far as coverage, you have collision coverage on the damages to the vehicle, deductible apply, obviously, and property damage for the damage to the house or garage. I saw that and I'm like, no, and it happens to everybody. I mean, you don't think, all you're thinking of is, hey, you know, I could get this dog before he gets the cat. And you're not even thinking that, hey, I got to put this thing in park before I run out and get the dog. And it was just a slow, I mean, it wasn't like they rammed the house and, you know, moved it off its foundation. It was a, you know, it damaged some siding and, you know, scraped some paint on the vehicle. You know, I mean, it's not going to be a total loss on the vehicle or anything like that, but it did some damage, which needs to be taken care of, for sure. But again, it's the last action of the driver. What was the driver doing? Driver was operating that vehicle, did not put it in park, and the vehicle just rolled on and did damage to the house. Now, the other scenario from the beginning of a podcast, again, go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, Let's Talk Insurance, in the upper right, type in the bar, A Curious Question About Accidents, so you can see that video by Real Mechanic Stuff. I looked for that America's Funniest Videos video, but I couldn't find it. Maybe you know what one I'm talking about. If you happen to be watching America's Funniest Videos and it comes up, you'll know what I'm talking about. But the last one I wanted to discuss is that of the client I had with the door caught by the wind. This one could actually be a toss-up as far as which way it would be covered. On the one hand, it could be covered as a comprehensive or other than collision claim on the parked car's insurance policy, since the wind caught the client's door and caused it to collide with the parked car. So it would be considered wind damage or flying objects because the door flew into the door. Okay. And then on the other hand, it was the client's action of opening the door that facilitated the wind to catch it, hence the last action of the driver or occupant of the vehicle. Okay. I have seen it cut both ways. It depends on the insurance company on how they interpret the incident as far as coverage. I've seen it both ways. I've seen it as a collision, as the door collided with the parked car, And then I've seen it as wind damage, where wind caught the door and turned it into a flying object and flew into the parked car. So it really depends on the insurance company and how they would interpret that particular incident. So, again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in Lake Michigan, Lake Shore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I hope you have a wonderful week, a safe week. I don't know where you are, but here in the Midwest, we had 70-degree weather on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, it got down into 30s. And we got about an inch of snow on the ground. Today it was about 30 degrees and still a bit chilly. So hopefully warmer temperatures are on the way. So until next time, take care.